Thank you, Sheikh. Next question. We have just started an Islamic youth group. It is a mixed group. However, a girl is the leader. Can you quote in hadith where it is wrong for a woman to be a leader?
Yeah, you've got the other side. It's nice. Yeah, the other side.
We also need a name for the group. Any suggestions?
The mixed group with a girl leader? You could call it that, you know. Brothers and sisters, mixing, yes. You know, mixing is not something from the manners of the Muslims. And if we look back to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that it's very clear that from the first place, we look at the mosque. If mixing was allowed in Islam, it would be allowed in the prayer. Because the first of the actions the Muslims have to perform, and the most important, is the prayer. But if Allah did not allow the men and the women to mix in the prayer, how could He allow us to mix in something that is less than the prayer? Also, we find so many injunctions from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we find the way that the Muslim women used to behave in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the way the Muslim men used to behave in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this thing that we have, where brothers and sisters mix together in a sort of freestyle way, right? This is not allowed in Islam. Okay? However, there is no harm to have a study group with brothers and sisters in it. But there should be a segregation between them. Either the brothers are sitting at the front and the sisters are sitting at the back. Or ideally, in my opinion, ideally there should be like a curtain or some type of covering. This is the closest thing to piety, and this is better to guard ourselves and protect ourselves from fitna. Now, as for a girl being the leader of a study circle or something like that, if this just means, in that sense, administrative matters, she is the one who calls the people up, organizes the speakers and to come and so on and so forth, then I don't see any harm in that, although it would be better for a brother to do it, because usually the people who are going to be speaking are going to be brothers, but that's no problem. She could get her brother or her father or even herself, if that was, you know, maybe the easiest thing to phone up people and ask them to come. That's not a problem. Okay, that is not a problem, inshallah. But how about the issue of a sister teaching brothers and sisters? Now, this is a little bit controversial, because we know from the time of the Prophet and even from the generations, the early generations of Muslims, there were Muslim female scholars. Of course, the greatest of them was Aisha. And there were others as well who knew hadith and who had memorized hadith, and people used to sit and learn hadith from them. And they were, of course, you know, they were segregated from the men, but they used to narrate hadith. In fact, one of the chains, the isnad of Sahih al-Bukhari, comes through a female narrator. She is a female who narrates Sahih al-Bukhari. However, even in those days, some problems started to arise with that. And in fact, one of it was concerning two narrators of hadith, one who was married to one of these female scholars who used to narrate hadith, and the other one was claiming that, "I heard from this female narrator," whose the names I don't remember, "I heard from this female narrator that such and such heard from the Prophet." And the husband of this female narrator said, "He lied, he never met my wife." And this started actually a big fitna between these two scholars. And actually from that time, the issue of women therefore departing knowledge to the men became fairly problematic because of the problems that it caused. And I think, brothers and sisters, if it caused problems then, it's going to cause even more problems now. Okay? Because we are very, very far from the piety even of those people. But Allahu alam, in spite of that, I cannot say that it is haram for a woman, as long as she is either wearing the niqab, she is wearing the full veil, covering herself completely, or she is talking from behind a screen, to depart knowledge to men. And I cannot say, Allahu alam, that that is haram, because we have a precedent in what the wives of the Prophet, and in fact what the women from the time of the Salaf used to do, and Allahu Alim. As for giving your circle a name or something like that, I recommend you keep away from names. I don't like names, I don't like new jamaats, new groups, and so on and so forth. You know, there may be practical reasons for that, but I really think that the further we keep away from these type of things, the better. Because unfortunately, I think our experience is that these things lead to more and more division. And it comes to be, what jamaat are you from? What jamaat do you belong to? What jamaat? And there's just now one more jamaat and one more division amongst the Muslims. And oh yeah, well, and this is what happens, brothers and sisters. This is very, very dangerous. If one of you gather together in this group and you talk about our brothers and our sisters who belong to our group. You ever heard that? Our brothers, our sisters? I don't know, that happened in England, still does a lot. And then you talk about the other Muslims. Yes, they're our brothers and sisters, but not really quite as much as those people who are the brothers and sisters in our group. And what starts happening then is something very dangerous called hizbiyah, partisanship. You start loving for your group and hating for your group. You love people who belong to your group and work with your group. And if people do not do that, you have some sort of bad feeling about them. So your love and hate is not anymore for the sake of Allah. You start loving and hating for the sake of your group. And then it gets really bad. And what you will start seeing is, you will start criticizing someone in another group. Oh, you know such and such? Those people in that group, they are so harsh. They don't know how to give dawah. They're very mutashaddid. They're very hard. And you criticize them. But there is someone in your group who's exactly the same. But you don't criticize that person because he's in your group. There's someone who commits some sin in another group and you're so enthusiastic to broadcast it. Astaghfirullah! Look what those people are doing. Yet there's someone in your own group doing the same thing, but you don't say anything about it. That is very evil. That is pure what we call hizbiyah. And that is one of the great sources for division amongst the Muslims today. There is no harm having an organization. There is no harm having a group to organize something. That's okay. But when you start loving for that group and hating for that group, your allegiance is for that group, and anyone who's not in that group, then you have a type of bad feeling, or even worse, then this is something haram. This is something haram. It's very serious. It is a source of causing division and conflict amongst the Muslims, and that is something really hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.